In the headlines, the Caribbean Christian community is in mourning as Archbishop Drexel Gomez has died. Teachers at Charles F. Broome, the Ministry of Educational Transformation, and the Barbados Union of Teachers officials currently locked in a meeting still to discuss various issues at the school. Network Flow pointing to major economic transformation as they launched Barbados' first ever 5G network this morning with new levels of connectivity. And Belize takes over regional energy leadership from Barbados. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. The Caribbean Christian community is in mourning as former Archbishop of the West Indies, the Right Reverend Drexel Gomez, has died this morning. Archbishop Gomez served the Diocese of Barbados and the wider community for over 20 years between 1972 and 1992, and only last year he was in Barbados at the special ceremony held. Archbishop Gomez was 88. The Anglican Bishop of Barbados, Michael Maxwell, says it's a monumental loss to the Christian community in the Caribbean and ends a major era.
Mostly, having become bishop of this diocese in 2019, I once again had many opportunities to interface and be in Archbishop Gomez's presence in person and online, and was reminded of his wealth of knowledge, his faith, his deep faith, and his experience, wealth of experience, and his love for our church in this province, even though retired. I will truly miss his presence, support, and contributions, and I give God tremendous thanks for calling him to be that great and visionary leader of the church who served in our diocese, our province, and of course the Anglican Communion.
Anglican Bishop of Barbados, Michael Maxwell. Officials from the Ministry of Educational Transformation, delegates from the Barbados Union of Teachers and staff of the Charles F. Broome are still currently locked and engaged in an emergency meeting at the school. The meeting was called yesterday following a sick-out by staff in response to an alleged assault of a pregnant teacher by a parent, in addition to other tensions at the institution. We'll have more details on the outcome of the meeting during the course of the afternoon, and reports indicate officials are currently touring the school and highlighting areas of concern. Barbados has entered a new digital era as Liberty Caribbean, through its brand Flow and Liberty Business, has officially launched the island's first ever 5G mobile network. The rollout covers 22 sites across the country, with 50% population coverage expected by year-end and full nationwide coverage by 2026. Flow Barbados General Manager Desron Bino says 5G will deliver faster downloads and stronger connections, signaling what the international community needs at this particular time.
Just imagine a university student in a classroom accessing immersive learning tools, a healthcare provider conducting a remote consultation with confidence, and an entrepreneur using real-time analytics to grow a small business. More so, a family streaming video without interruption, and a public event where thousands can connect without the frustration of a drop call. In crowded venues and busy streets, in critical services, 5G Plus will make our interactions smoother, faster, and more reliable. Beyond everyday convenience, 5G Plus is an engine for economic transformation.
Flow Barbados General Manager Desron Bino. Barbados' next general election, constitutionally due in 2027, is not a done deal. In fact, other elections will follow. So says new Democratic Labour Party candidate for Christchurch South, Corey Greenidge, who is sending that message to Prime Minister Mia Motley following her response to accusations of voter padding attempts. Speaking earlier on Down to Brass Tacks, Mr. Greenidge said, while the granting of citizenship will not immediately impact the voters' list, any outcome rests with the Barbadian public.
Prime Minister is quoted as taking my advocacy on this issue as a fanciful folly, because it will not apply to the upcoming 2027 election. Now, the election in Barbados is constitutionally due in February of 2027, which is just about 15 months from now. So the Prime Minister is correct. It is unlikely that you will have an influx of citizens or persons applying for citizens, because that period is only a 15-month period. And therefore, the two-year prior to the application clearly would miss the 2027 election. My only question to that, and I cannot speak to what the BLP thinks they need or not need in order to win the election. That is a matter for the voting public.
DLP Christchurch South candidate Corey Greenidge in the lunchtime edition. Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Skerrit, is urging citizens to embrace the Regional Free Movement Initiative with Barbados, Belize, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Speaking in a prime ministerial statement, Mr. Skerrit encouraged Dominicans to keep an open mind and carefully assess how the agreement can benefit them and their families, saying it represents a major step towards deeper Caribbean integration and opportunities.
I am hopeful that other CARICOM member states will soon join us in this historic step so that we can realize the full promise of a true Caribbean community. To the people of Dominica, I say, embrace this change with an open mind. Learn as much as you can about what free movement means and the opportunities it can bring for you and your families.
Mr. Skerrit further said there was no evidence historically to suggest there would be an influx of citizens from any CARICOM country.
This notion that prevails that you will see a dramatic move of people from one country to the other has never happened. In the various categories that we have approved thus far, there is no evidence to show that there is a dramatic move from one island to the other. And we cannot speak about integration. We cannot speak about solidarity. We cannot speak about coming together if people cannot move freely. And I think that I'm hoping that the rest of us within the Caribbean community can join on to the four of us who have taken this step to move forward with this, and that we have a full free movement of CARICOM nationals within our space.
Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Skerrit. Belize has officially taken over the chairmanship of the Latin American Energy Organization, OLED, succeeding Barbados in the regional leadership role. The transition allows Belize to now head both the ministerial and Council of Experts meetings within the organization. Representing Barbados at the handover, Deputy Permanent Secretary Keisha Reid said it was an honor for Barbados to have led OLED's efforts, highlighting key achievements during her term, including advancing a just energy transition and setting regional electricity storage targets. Reid pledged Barbados' full support to Belize as it takes the helm, encouraging OLED to continue addressing the challenges of small island developing states while strengthening regional energy cooperation and sustainability. Our top stories. The Caribbean Christian community is in mourning as Archbishop Drexel Gomez has died. Anglican Bishop of Barbados, Michael Maxwell, led the tributes. Teachers at Charles F. Broome, the Ministry of Educational Transformation, and the Barbados Union of Teachers still locked in a meeting. However, they did tour the school to look at the issues that remain. Network flow pointing to major economic transformation as they launched Barbados' first ever 5G network this morning with new levels of connectivity. And DLP candidate Corey Greenidge hits back at Prime Minister Mia Mottley, saying there is life beyond the 2027 general election. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.